This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The National FFA leadership team has a wide variety of farm experience. We'll hear more from this year's Central Region Vice President right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
37 candidates vied for the honor of being elected to the 2024-2025 National FFA Leadership Team during the recent National FFA Convention. This year's team has a wide variety of farm experience, but they all share a common passion for agriculture. Mary Schreiber of Wisconsin is the Central Region Vice President, and while she doesn't have a lot of farming in her family background, getting involved in agriculture opened up a whole new world to her.
But then I had the opportunity in middle school and high school to join FFA and take agriculture education classes. I sort of joke that my advisors voluntold me to get involved. And initially, I wasn't super enthusiastic about it. But slowly, I started to just fall in love with this organization and this industry. I started beekeeping. That was my supervised agriculture experience, which is one of those really vital components of that famous three-circle model of agriculture education. From there, they eventually just had to stop asking because I loved the conferences and the competitions and meeting people from across the country.
Schreiber said FFA promotes a sense of belonging to everyone who gets involved, and that's a big reason for why she ran for national office.
So not coming from that traditional agriculture background, I didn't always feel that sense of belief and belonging in myself. And I would say it took me almost an embarrassingly long time to realize that this organization does have a place for everyone and that I could belong and thrive here. But it took people's belief in me that sort of instilled that sense of belief and belonging in myself. And eventually that hoped to answer the question, why are we here? Which is a question we hear all the time in opening ceremonies. And as state president, I've asked it to thousands of FFA members. And the first couple words that we respond with are to practice brotherhood. And that's what that sense of belief and belonging really instills for students, that feeling of brotherhood. And as a national officer, that's what I hope to share with members all across the country.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.